I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Carol Norton and Angelisa Espinosa from Wild Earth Guardians. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
And Carol's been on the show before. Angelisa's new. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
So let's talk about Stream Team. This is something we talk about every year, and it's a wonderful thing that Wild Earth Guardians does.
Stream Team is something that we started 10 or 12 years ago. Probably that first year we planted 10,000 trees. We now plant 100,000 trees.
A year?
A year.
Are you kidding me?
And we plant them on various streams around the state. This year we're going to plant on the Santa Fe River.
So the purpose of this is what? Were there trees there that have been grazed away or eroded away, or what's happened?
All the streams are on degraded public lands that have been usually mismanaged by overgrazing. And so we've worked to lease the grazing allotments, kick the cows off, plant trees, and bring the birds and beavers back.
And so when you do that, I mean, you guys have been doing it a long time, right? It's been some years?
Over 10, probably 12 now.
And so that's enough time to actually kind of see the progress that's been made.
Absolutely. If you drive on Airport Road, south of the airport, look to the left, and you'll see where our river preserve starts. I mean, that's a place we've been planting for well over 10 years, and it's phenomenal. And you'll find willow flycatcher down there. You'll find birds that you haven't been in this area for a very long time, all happy and nesting and hanging out.
And that's one of the wonderful things, I have to say. I sound like a third grade documentary, but one of the wonderful things about nature. Give it half a chance, it comes back.
Planting a tree is the start of a resilient ecosystem. It's amazing how that one act can change everything.
Now, what actually happens in Stream Team? What do people do?
So we have several volunteers that come out, and we have a whole river restoration crew that's there, and we actually dig down into the ground with an auger. And we create these holes where we then take the willow or the cottonwoods and actually put them into the ground, fill in the holes with different soil, and just go along the river doing that as a team.
And those are native species?
They are native species, yes. If there's non-native species, like in certain areas, I know I've done it before on Ojo Caliente. And there's Russian olive that we remove and take away and actually utilize the Russian olive to plant it around the cottonwoods. And because a lot of times we'll have elk that will come and try and prematurely eat the cottonwood. So we want it to grow and flourish. So we'll put the Russian olive around it.
Because no one wants to eat that?
Exactly. It's thorny and awful.
It's really awful.
Do you remember
Carol Norton? Some years ago, I went to Stream Team, and we made a barbecue with Russian olive wood.
I do.
It doesn't taste very good.
You don't want to cook over Russian olive. Bad idea.
It has, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out there's, what, sulfur in the.
I believe it is sulfur.
Yeah.
You can taste it.
It doesn't make for a tasty barbecue.
What a horrible tree.
It's a beautiful tree. And I'm sure it's very happy in its native environment, whatever that is.
We sometimes, it's also a forage tree, so the birds eat the olives. When we take down a lot of Russian olive, we'll also plant forage trees to replace it.
Very interesting. So you're looking for volunteers to do what, a couple of days of hard work?
Actually, this year we have a Stream Team on Saturday the 31st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we'll be on the Santa Fe River.
So that's coming right up.
That's coming right up this Saturday, yes. And the location is actually a 1.3-mile section of river from the bridge at Camino O'Leary down to Frenchie's Field. And so we've had the crew there for a couple of weeks, and they just keep moving further and further on the river. And
Stream Team volunteers are going to help us finish the job. So
exactly.
And is it fun?
It is fun.
It's rewarding. It's visceral. It's it's an amazing feeling.
Mm-hmm. Do you take before and after pictures?
We have beautiful before and after pictures. If you go to our website, and in fact, in order to register this year, you do need to pre-register. You can register at our website.
If you go on wildearthguardians.org and you go to our events tab, we actually have an interactive calendar that's there. And if you go on March 31st, there is a hyperlink that you can have go on to register. And the registration page will take you. It's $10 for each person who participates. And that includes a lunch and...
a day of planting trees.
A day of planting trees. It'll buy your tree.
And what do you hope to see along the Santa Fe River? I mean, is this part of the what Mayor Koss has been hoping for with river restoration and get the river flowing again?
It is. It's part of the larger project. We're working with the City of Santa Fe to do it. There's a number of projects that are happening, but when you go out there, or if you're familiar with it, starting at Camino O'Leary going south, it's clearly been devastated, and really there hasn't been a lot of vegetation down there in decades. So we're planting it, and you'll be able to see the difference.
And should we live that long, which we hope to do, 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now, we'll see all sorts of wonderful birds, fish, and other creatures.
Yeah, you'll see a difference next year.
Really? It's that quick?
It is. I mean, you won't have ponds and beavers and maybe the whale flycatcher, but you'll have pretty big trees.
Excellent. Well, Carol Norton and Angelisa Espinosa are with Wild Earth Guardians. They're on the web at wildearthguardians.org. And is there a phone number that people can call for more information?
It's 505-988-9126.
988-9126. Ladies, thank you for being with us.
Thank you,
Mayor Charlotte.